Lasting Plans. Virtually, initiating your conversation in 3, 2, 1.
Love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Hey there, party people. This is Awkward Conversation.
It is?
Yeah, should we change the title? I was thinking about it. It's like changing the title. Like right now, so people be like super confused. I'm, as always, joined by my lovely co-hosts. And to my left is...
Anastasia, a.k.a. Psycho Fembot, a.k.a. Death Boobs.
A.k.a. Laser Boobs.
Laser Boobs.
A.k.a. Woman in My Dreams.
Ooh. Ooh.
Does that mean your dreams are nightmares?
Oh! No, no, Jeff. No, Jeff.
We didn't say you were in our dreams.
No, it's a sweet dream and a beautiful nightmare.
Thank you. Thank you.
Golly.
Thank you for quoting my people.
To her left is our lovely guest today, Ali Gozara. She's super fantastic. Awesome.
I don't know her.
Oh,
that's a lie, Frank.
I know.
That's a lie.
We go way
what
back.
What a dirty lie.
Actually.
That person talking is
a dirty liar.
Psycho Fembot.
Is Frankie McGee.
Or Frank, whatever.
Frankie. I'm just going to call you Frankie or Francis from now on. I don't know. You just seem like super cool like that. Like you'd be named Frankie. I don't know why.
Frank K.
Frank K.
Like Jeff. Like Jack K. Like Jack K. You'd be Frank K.
She's a national treasure. Don't touch her.
A bad touch, bad boy. And to... I don't know. I'm turned around. So to his right, I'm going to say...
Or just
this was left,
straight in front of you.
Straight in front of me is the Red Lantern. Jeff. Hi.
Hello.
We're silly today.
Today.
Super silly. Okay, so we are here to talk about one Mr. Richard Castle. I mean, I don't know if you guys know him. He's a super famous author. He writes books like Nikki Heat and whatnot. And he bases them on his...
Don't forget Derek Storm.
Derek Storm. He bases them off like, you know, Nikki Heat is based off his partner, Kate Beckett. Oh, and he's completely fictional, played by Nathan Fillion.
that thing.
But we're here to talk about Castle and his various, I would say, relationships that he has. And... I have to start off by saying that I didn't start, like, I caught this show on, like, a weird marathon rerun, and I was like, this show was super awesome. I had no idea what was going on. I just know that someone got shot, and I had to watch it the season after to see what happened, because that's how you do it.
God bless TNT.
You catch up in a season, like, on season 3, and then you're like, oh, no, now I've got to watch the first 2 seasons, and therefore after the other seasons. So
you're one of the lucky people who didn't have to wait the 3 months between season 3 and 4.
Yeah.
You got to watch season 3 and then got everything else.
That's true. I am super awesome that way, aren't I?
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought we would first talk about his relationship with his mother. It's a very interesting relationship, I would say.
You're an interesting relationship.
You're an interesting relationship. Your face is interesting.
It's not really that interesting.
No,
that's like a Picasso painting.
By the way, guys, that's going to be my new thing, is just like saying compliments as insults. So you're not really sure, did I insult you or did I compliment you?
You mean me and Tim's thing.
Oh, is that what you guys do? Yeah. That and shout, and like my whole New Year's resolution is just shouting compliments at people. So like, you won't know what happened, but I'll just shout something at you and you'll be like, why are you screaming at me? And I'm like, it's a nice thing. Don't worry about it. So back to the topic at hand. Richard and his mother, the lovely Martha Rogers, played by the ever lovely Susan Sullivan.
She's also my best friend's wedding with Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, and you know what? She was also in a little show called Dharma and Greg, people.
Oh, that's right.
Dharma and Greg. Yep. She played somebody not as awesome on that show as Martha.
No.
But you know, Martha's a super groovy lady. Like, I would, like, if Martha was my grandmother, I'd be in heaven. I'd be, like, in heaven. I think my grandmother wants to be like Martha, but she's, like, the bad version of Martha. She's, like, the actress that can't let it go. Talks about her community, like, theater days and sings everything she gets a chance to. Maybe that's why I want to be in a musical. I don't know. But, yeah, I thought, like, you know, his relationship with his mom is, like, it's not creepy, but it could sometimes verge. Like, if he was a totally different person, I could totally see his relationship being, like, Norman Bates and his mother. No?
Norman Bates.
Nobody agrees with me here?
No,
like, if he was just a slightly different person, it could just go into the I'd kill for you kind of phase.
No, I don't feel like, I feel like it's like me and my mom's relationship, which nobody ever understands. They're like single parent households. It's very different, and happy family kids don't get it.
You also have to realize that where Castle came from is just, he went to boarding school when he was like a kid. And while his mother went gallivanting around in the town and was an actress and whatnot. And then he became Richard Castle. So I think their relationship isn't much like Norman Bates and his mother at all. It's just very like distant.
Like best friends.
Yeah.
I think that that's what I was going to say. Like, I think because he was in boarding schools for most of his like childhood and all this stuff, like as he got older, I think he was like, oh, now that I'm older, I can now like relate to this woman and she is not like, we can now be like pals and she can be there for me and I can be there for her, because she is there for him like
always
regardless of like where he's going, what he's doing, she stands behind him 100%.
So where is the creep factor that you're getting?
I sometimes think like they're relate, like it's too in, like for me, and maybe this is because like I feel like sometimes it could be too involved, like too, like I would do anything for you. I don't know. I'm a very weird person. You guys know this already.
That's for sure.
Wait, so the creep factor is that they would do anything for each other?
No, not that they would do anything for each other, but sometimes it's just like, he's a grown man, like let him have his life. Sometimes I'm like, he wants to be in love with this woman that doesn't, well, she loves him now. But I'm like, he wants to pine after this woman. He wants to sleep with a crazy ex-wife. Let him sleep with a crazy ex-wife. He's a grown man. Tweaking.
Well, it's not like she stops him from it, but she does give an opinion. Your parents don't give you your opinion, and that's not creepy.
But this is also her making up for the years she missed.
Yeah.
That's true, I guess.
I don't think that's creepy to like give an opinion like about what your
children
are going into.
Okay, I'm right.
I've never seen a creep factor with them.
I just love Martha.
I love them.
She's like, I would like her to be my mother.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. She's lived a really interesting life, too. But
I have a mother like her, so I...
You do?
Yeah. So I mean, I don't see the creep factor because I live it and I like it. And I'm cool.
I guess that goes into my... I would like to say that... his relationship with his daughter, I think is, I like his relationship with Kate and everything, but I think the real reason I really like dig this show so much is because the relationship he has with his daughter isn't like typical TV relate. It's not like the daughter's snotty and he's trying to get like the daughter to like him. Like they have a mutual understanding of each other and she understands like, this is who her dad is, and he loves her and she loves him, and they have like, you know, like he'd also do, oh my God, so funny. Like that's what I can't verbalize it very well today.
Use your mouth.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, they have this like weird, it's not weird. I shouldn't say that, but it is a very role reversal parent-child relationship. I sometimes feel like she can be the parent to him.
Right.
But there are occasions where he's like, you don't let that person treat you like that. Like, don't do that. Don't let this boy treat you badly. Make sure you're, you know, being safe. Make sure you're doing all the things you need to do. Be a strong person kind of deal. And she's always like, hey, I think what you're doing is silly.
Yeah, well, I think that has to do with, like,
the way he grew up.
Again, I think that is a single parent household. A single parent household is completely different. When you have two parents there all the time, it's different. Like, I grew up different than my sisters. I talk differently to my mom than anybody my sisters do because we grew up like differently. And when you only have one parent, sometimes you do parent yourself. Sometimes you parent parent through things, you know, like we parent each other. And it's like a team thing that people don't quite get.
And for Alexis also, it's just her mom left her when she was like two.
Yeah.
Because her mother was a whore and decided to screw the producer or no, director or whatever.
Yeah.
And so Alexis, with that knowledge that her mom was never there and kidnapped her at the age of 8 to go to Paris, what are you laughing at, Frank?
Nothing.
Nice. So it's just like Stacey was saying, it's just like she has to parent herself in aspects because her dad is a best-selling author who's just like, look at me, I'm Rick Castle, and I signed women's chest for a living.
Right.
Yeah, but I think that's why I like it, because she's not like typical snotty teen, like, you know, she's not a typical snotty teenager. She's not like resentful towards him. She's got like this mature understanding of like, this is who my dad is. This is what he does. This is the person he is. I'm not going to judge him. I'm not going to be like, oh, you were like the worst father ever because you weren't there for me, because he was there for her. Like, always, he was always there for her, you know? So that's why I was like, I think I have that kind of relationship with my dad sometimes, but I wish, like, I go, oh man, like, that relationship is pretty awesome. Like, they have a mutual, like I said, just a mutual understanding of the kind of people they are. And so, you know, she's not a judgy kind of girl. She's lived with her crazy grandmother, who's had an eccentric life. Her dad's had an eclectic life, you know, so she knows what the deal is.
But there were times in early season 2 and possibly season 3 where I just wanted to slap her upside her head. I just like wanted to shake her and possibly cause baby shaken syndrome. Just like, woman, would you get in your mind and just stop being
too too responsible, too bratty? Is that what deal is?
I think it was just like, she knows, she grew up with money and she knows that her dad has money. So she was, what are you doing?
Stacey's fishing chips out of her bra.
No, I would never do that.
That's not what
she's saving
fish.
Some for later.
That's, I'm like saying that's where she hides them. I had a school counselor who used to hide fried drumsticks in her bra. So, hey.
That's.
Oh, wow.
Disgusting.
Okay. So it's just
like, you've never done that.
No, I can say I've never done
that's,
that.
Yeah, that is.
Fried drumsticks in the bra. But no, I think it's just like Alexis grew up with money and she knows that she has the money. And it's just kind of like she doesn't, even though she gets an allowance and she still has to do like whatever she does to earn it. She has that mindset. It's like she grew up with money, all of that. So just bratty, but she knows how to deal with it. I guess.
Just
bratty Alexis just does not make Allie happy at all.
Interesting. Okay, so I guess that all does it? I guess that all just goes now into this epic love affair he's had with Kate Becca. He loved her from the moment she arrested him. He was like, I'm gonna have that woman one day.
Yeah.
She gonna be mine. Boom.
Which I hear they're like, if you didn't know that they had people that on set, they're like that.
Yes. Yo, yes. I'm like, wait, what are you trying to say?
If you didn't know that Nathan Fillion had a girl and Stana had a boy, you would think they were together.
Yes.
So they've got that chemistry.
But yeah, that's super awesome that they have this like really great chemistry together that they... You know,
sexual tension.
Yeah.
Sexual.
And you could, like, you know, it reads through on the screen. Like, you can see that these people genuinely like each other. that they're like happy to come to work every day and be like, I get to play police and I get to play like writer and I get to play with this. Well, I was just going to say play with this woman every day. But
okay. He does.
So they genuinely like each other, but do they genuine like each other?
They
as well?
Genuine yes. like each genuine. Other. Can I say my favorite episodes are when they get nerdy with it? Like yes. the conventions. When you find out that not only is, you know, Castle's daughter a complete nerd, but Stana is also a nerd. And
Stana is just like the biggest nerd of like all the, of them.
Well, it's not Star Trek, but the Trekkie
version. The Trekkie
type.
The Trekkie Firefly 10 episode version.
You know, I have to say though, I was very disappointed Gina Torres was on. There was no Firefly reference.
I agree.
And here's the thing. They did the Firefly reference when they had Adam Baldwin on.
Yes.
And that's
the
what bugged me.
Thing
yeah.
The convention. Star Trek.
You know, he dresses up as Mal for one Halloween, and his daughter goes, "Well, who are you dressed up as?" He goes, "I don't know, man. It's gonna be this great TV show. I see it really going far. It's about this like renegade captain." And I fell off the couch laughing so hard. I was like, "That is the best thing ever. Thank you, Castle."
Someone
writers.
Doesn't have balance.
I mean, but they do it all the time. Like the brown coat he wears is a brown coat reference. You know, they have these like. Little subtle Firefly references, you know?
Which one was it? It was recently they did a Firefly reference and nobody got it. And I'm looking at it, and or not looking at it, but I'm listening to it. I'm like, that sounds like Firefly something or another, and I can't think of it to save my life right now. And
you'll think of it like after.
I will, yeah, and I'll post it online and tag everybody so you can put it online. But, they're just, people are freaking out. They're like, oh my God, that was a Firefly reference. And I'm like, I don't get it. And then I went back. I'm like,
oh, I do know what you're talking about now. Yes. And I too cannot remember it. But I like, you know, that she was a fan of Richard Castle, that she read his books, that he helped her through.
Her mom read his books.
Yeah. You know, he helped her through this time of loss and grief. And he was like this major part in her life. Before she even met him.
I wish he was a major part in my life.
Don't we all?
You wish he was in a major part in your life?
Yeah.
Play the soundbite.
You mean this one?
The hammer is my penis.
Oh,
I love that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Are you sore?
I am really sorry, but I
was
could
it
go
good
again.
For you?
I could go again.
So that's, you know, that's the kind of, like, I really like that will they, won't they kind of thing, but I truly love that.
You knew
that,
from the very first episode that they were going to get together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
when.
The moment he arrested her, he was like, oh, this bitch is mine. He's like, I'm going to have
his
her.
His bitch is mine in a respectful bitch way.
I'm going to have her.
In a respectful way. Yeah. I love them together. I don't love that she has so many issues with it at first.
She's died like three times.
I know.
She does die like three times.
No, but seriously.
Who does that?
No, but in like every two-parter part of the episode, at least somebody, like they're either dying or they True. Live it with somebody's apartment gets blown up.
I don't love when you have a couple that's clearly going to get together in a TV show and they finally do, and then there's all these like huge problems that you're like, oh, they're gonna break up.
Oh my God.
Can't you just like have normal couple problems and not like have them like, but I don't know, I love you so much that I think I need to break up with you. Can that not be a thing?
You believe in me. You believe in me too much.
Normal couple problems do not make a good show.
They do.
You have to have some type of huge drama.
No, yes, couple problems do make good shows. They make better, more realistic shows than you're so amazing. I don't know if we can be together because you're so amazing.
And I mean,
amazing.
I think
don't
the,
make that happens to me all the time.
The major
Everyone
issue right now is will Captain Gates find out if they're together?
She already
will
knows.
She knows.
Since like forever.
She's a smart lady.
But
she knows these things.
She's not mine either. I'm sorry, Penny Johnson Gerald or Gerald Johnson?
I think it's just Penny Johnson, though.
Okay, is it really?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, well, I love her. And people were...
Deep Space Nine, hello. She was awesome in Deep Space Nine.
She was awesome on 24, too.
Yes.
But when the end of season... I'm gonna die 3. 3 when Montgomery unfortunately passed away, and people are flipping out that she's going to be Gates. I'm like, I'm sorry. She's going to be the baddest bitch on the entire show. I'm going to love her.
I love that they have to call her sir.
There's someone
I love
who's
it.
A badder bitch.
Have to call her
Nicki
sir.
Minaj.
Is she on this show, Frank?
Probably.
I love that she's like, they don't, she's like, don't call me Frank's ma'am, call me sir.
Because ma'am's my mother.
So.
But how sexy was it, like, this last episode when they're like in the room and he and like she or was it the episode before where they're like in the room and she just like goes up to him and embraces him and he's like, they'll see, and she goes, I don't care.
No, yeah. That was I think last episode, and she's like, I don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really give a shit attitude was like the best thing ever. Yeah. Which
she should have just jumped on top of him instead of just like him, because I had a...
I'd also like to say one of my favorite relationships on the show ever, the bromance that is the most epic bromance of all,
Sheamus!
which is Kevin Ryan and Javier Esposito. Their bromance is one of my favorite bromances on TV ever.
And I never want them to fight, ever. Like, I don't want them ever to have that fight that they
bitch
have.
At each other like a couple. It's the best thing ever.
They are, and you know what? I'm glad that Seamus's suits have been getting tighter lately.
And that haircut and that hair.
He's like a super vegan now. He's like,
sorry, I love me some Javier.
You can have Javier.
I'm all over Seamus.
I do too.
You can have Javier.
Look up pictures, honey.
You can be like, you can be like Lainey, and you can have Javier. We'll be like Jenny and have Kevin. Because
and also, can that couple Javi. Stay together too? Can we not Who? Have them keep on breaking up?
Lainey and
Javi? Yeah.
Can you
They're just together
keep
now.
I know, sort but you know what I mean.
Javi. Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean.
Yeah,
you
I do.
You can't have him, Frank. He's mine.
My people. I can have him whenever I want.
You can have him. You can
have
him.
He's my people.
Yes.
You don't get a free pass.
You have John Huertas or whatever, however you pronounce his last
name. He sang a song specifically for Castle. And Beckett. And it's like over, it exploded over Tumblr.
Plus my
just my penis.
Yeah.
Yes, hammer thank your penis. You.
Plus my favorite, I haven't read any, but I hear that the epic fan fiction that goes with Javier and Esposito, the slash that people write, is like super awesome. And it's like about them
super
like them like fighting crime and then like coming home after a long day at work and just, you know, being boyfriends together. I love it. So
like,
great.
Seamus, take off your tight suit.
Oh my. And he's
Let
such
me feed and you I some love, vegan food.
And I love that like Kevin had that, you know, that Kevin has no shame in his nerdiness or what he likes. Like he likes starlets and he likes comic books and he likes all these things. And I love that the entire first season he carried around Richard's book.
Yeah, you know, that was cool.
That was the cutest thing ever. I was like, look at you reading all Castle's books. You're adorable.
Adorable.
I do, however,
adorkable.
Like, I'm like, I've seen, I have seen Jenny, but I sometimes do feel like she's like,
I'm sorry.
She's a fake girlfriend, like a fake wife.
It's not that like I stalk anybody on Twitter.
Yes,
but,
you do.
But you do.
But I do. Juliana Dever is the cutest person alive. She was on...
Really?
Yes.
The cutest person ever alive.
Yes. Cuter than Shirley Temple.
A pretty bold statement.
Shirley Temple's dead.
Who's the cutest person who's dead?
She's not dead.
JFK.
Shirley Temple Black, isn't she?
Oh, I thought she was dead.
No.
Or Jackie. No, she's very much alive.
Why you gotta be black?
That's
very much alive.
Name.
Very, very much alive.
But as I was saying, she's a very cute. I mean, she's cute, and when she was on Castle, she would be tweeting pictures of the set, and she's like, I don't know who hired him. And I don't remember if she said it like
Does
this, but burst
like
him. Yes, she talked exactly like that. But she's just like, whoever decided to cast this guy as Kevin Ryan was a genius because whoever plays him is hot. I'm like.
He's so like Seamus is so super hot. Like he's just I love that man so much. He's so adorable. And it wasn't these past two episodes because those had a pretty heavy Richard Castle story. But it was like maybe a few episodes back where Javier and Kevin were like in this major fight, and they're like, dude, bro, I just want to be friends again. I just want to be your partner.
Was it so cute?
And he was like, okay. I was like, you are adorable fighting like a married, like you already have a wife, but this is your work wife apparently.
Yeah, and they can't break up. They can't.
Husband.
He had to get over it.
Yeah.
And I don't want them to ever fight again.
Super cute.
If they want to fight,
super adorable.
I can sell it for them. They should come over my house.
And we'll share.
Sure.
Just have a moment with that, people.
The hammer is my penis.
The hammer is! Oh, my goodness.
Just so you know, the hammer is his penis.
Well, I'm glad.
Wait, what? I didn't hear it.
You need to hear it again?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Do not.
No! No.
Ooh. Wrong one.
Fine.
No.
It's my penis.
Thank you.
I really want that one gone.
that I'm going to pee on your whatever. That's disgusting. It's so gross. I hate it.
I don't judge your fetishes, okay?
Rachel has fetishes?
Okay.
Yeah, she likes being cooked. She likes rubbing her face up against hair.
You've got the strangest
fetishes.
Oh my God.
I don't even want to talk about
Hitler. She likes leprechaun dancing.
She likes guys with one ball because Hitler only had one ball.
People, he killed himself like pretty early on in his life. I wouldn't have to be married to him for very long. Plus, he traded Eva Braun. Super awesome. So,
yeah,
whatabs.
But his other mistresses.
But it's springtime
so
for Hitler now.
Whatabs.
Time for Hitler.
He killed himself. Don't be stupid, be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party. out of context, nobody knows what that means.
I know what it means. I just was going to leave you out there alone.
Okay.
Hey, here's the pool. We're going.
I'm a pretty weird person. Welcome to my life. So I think we should do a question.
A question?
I think you should shut up.
I think you should get under a hole and die.
Wait, one more relationship.
How do you get under a hole?
Is
the what?
Kate and Esposito relationship, like the friendly I might
oh,
have.
Oh, that's true. Like I might have gone to with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I liked to win in Killshot, which was last season. And she's having her massive panic attack, and he basically pulls out the rifle that was used to shoot her, and he's just like, I've been where you've been, and I'm like, I just want to crawl through my television and hug you. Can I just do that and hug
you? Yeah, he's a good friend. Like, he's a good... Like, that's what, like, Espo is a good... A good friend.
And I would not let go.
Yeah, he's a good friend.
God help him if I'm ever an extra on that show.
He's a good cop. He's like, he's got it. You two are sitting right next to each other, honestly. Honestly. But I love you.
You don't know.
I love you both. Okay, so, Jeff, start with your question.
My question, if you could have one completely and totally useless superpower, what would it be and how would you use it?
Oh, my God. Useless superpower. Try to figure out what superpower I would use.
The hammer is my penis.
The
shape-shifting hammer.
The shape-shifting hammer.
I don't know. Probably a superpower that will provide me to do none of my homework. And that's not really useless, but I don't want to do homework ever. So
it would just, like, you could blink and your homework would be done.
Exactly.
But you're a film student, so your homework would be your films.
Everything before.
About being a film student and having homework, then you probably don't need to be a film student.
No, she does. She's good. But you were just.
It's for the like GE classes. I like my film classes.
Oh, okay.
GE classes that are taught by people who I really hope aren't listening because they're idiots.
As is
you
the
hear
case
that?
With.
Give her an A.
Cheat.
Yes.
Ew!
What was that?
Stop being so gross. So, Frank, what's your question? What your question is?
My question is...
Silly girl.
Wait, hold on a second. I just wanted to tell you what was IM to me, okay?
Do it.
Sometimes we IM on the show, and I just IM'd Frank. I said, I hate your face, like I normally greet him. And he said, I'm going to stick a freshly lit torch in your vagina, gently, smiley face.
Well, at least it would be gentle.
You said vagina.
The JJ. Oh my goodness, great.
So my question is, if Hannibal Lecter was cooking you for dinner, what ingredients would he use and what kind of meal would you be?
Oh God, I don't want to be a cake because that was already been done.
It's been done.
It's been done.
It's been said in a previous episode.
Yes, it has already been done. But I will never probably be able to eat this dish again, but the only thing that it can come with, that I can come up with, is this thing my mom makes.
A kebab.
No. It's called chicken divan, and it's chicken, broccoli, pasta, and cheese. So I would probably have that, and yeah.
You'd be the chicken.
I would be the chicken.
You hear that? She'd be a sexy pasta. Come and eat her. But it has broccoli. So.
But you don't have to have broccoli. Broccoli. So I'm have out. Something else.
I like broccoli.
I don't want you to eat me, freak.
I like broccoli and cheese. I mean, that's a good thing to have. Are you sure you don't want him to eat you? We've seen what he can do with his tongue. Yeah. I'm not so sure you'd be I saying know. That.
Sometimes he's eating stuff and I go, you sure? Okay, you sure
about this?
Well, I don't pay that close attention to Frank's mouth.
You should.
Yeah. So
you should. Oh, don't do that to the mic. Stacey, what's your question?
I don't know.
Oh boy.
If you had to live in a genre of movie, what genre would it be? Porn?
I'm really surprised Frank didn't come up with
torture
say that
porn.
One.
Oh my goodness, tentacle porn?
Probably
musical
like
porn.
Would you go away?
Cartoon.
Go that way?
Cartoon.
I know you miss me, but really.
Disney.
Oh, go away.
Propaganda film.
No.
1940s propaganda film.
You'd be a North Korean propaganda
film. Anti-gay propaganda film.
No,
Faces
I would
of
probably
a kung fu movie.
No,
badly dubbed Godzilla
actual movie.
Probably like a period piece drama.
Ew, period.
You'd be in a period drama for the rest of your life.
I like the dresses.
You would be bleeding
like...
all that time.
Oh, hello, God, it's me, Margaret. like what? What time would you be part of? Oh my God, we've broken Stacey. We broke her, guys. We did it. Mission accomplished.
What time period?
I don't know.
Would it be
like a
the
corset?
Diary of Anne Frank?
Like a
the Disney version?
Like a corset wearing time period or something where you could be more loosey goosey? And not be hidden in an attic.
You'd be in Game of Thrones for the rest of your life.
No, I wouldn't. I don't know. Probably like Downton Abbey.
Would you be a maid?
Would you be upstairs or downstairs?
Upstairs.
Oh, interesting.
Being on the top level.
Interesting.
And Shirley MacLaine is coming back next season.
I know, I'm very excited.
Nobody asked you, Jeff. Nobody was talking to your face, Phantom
God,
Kitty.
Patrice!
No one likes you.
That's not true. I like you a lot,
I love
Frank.
You.
I like
I
you.
Really
I just
do.
Called you Frank, but I do like you a lot, Jeff.
Wow.
Okay.
Frank, nobody wants you to breathe. Stop talking.
I'm not
Shut
even
up,
the
Patrice.
Same color as him.
Shut up.
You're not?
I thought you were.
No.
Oh my God. Guys,
then we should stop treating
no.
you bad. We
I should
know
stop
you.
Treating
I'm like
you like
a
brown person. Oh, okay. We've got it. Okay, so my question is this. If you could recast Gilligan's Island with modern day actors, who would they be? And what roles? The four major, I'm going to throw out four major roles to you. Professor, Marianne, Ginger, and Gilligan.
Just because I want him in it, Nathan Fillion as anybody.
I know. I
oh my God, Nathan Fillion would
ginger.
Be the perfect professor.
No, he's playing
OMG
ginger.
Jesus.
In drag.
He'd be really, yeah. the perfect.
I'm okay with that too.
Wow.
Ginger, I don't know. I have no idea, but Nathan Fillion, one man show.
And just
Nathan Fillion and everything, I love it.
Nathan Fillion, great one answer. Man show.
And Joseph Gordon.
Joseph Gordon, love it.
I realized I did not answer that question.
Oh yeah, you didn't.
Yeah. You know who I would cast as the professor?
Who?
Just completely go like a 180.
Who?
Catherine Tate.
Catherine yes. Tate? Yeah, she's super awesome.
That would
fantastic
be awesome.
Time. I
she
love her.
She could also be Ginger.
I've been watching the Catherine Tate show lately, and she's lover. Super, super awesome.
She's a lover.
I do. I love her.
She's also the best thing about The Office right now.
Oh, yes. Totally.
Oh, is
Except
she?
Except for the fact that it's ending.
Oh, is she?
Where she remembered she kissed Toby. That was the best moment ever of my life. She's like, oh, yeah, I
now
kissed
Now I feel
him.
Left out, y'all.
Oh, yeah, I kissed that first then. All right, guys. Well, it's time for...
Wait, we didn't finish all the questions.
Oh.
Right? Did you ask your question?
Oh, yeah, he did.
You did?
Yeah, Jeff asked his, you asked yours, I asked mine. I know, it's weird because we don't have a person here today. It's bizarre.
Well, it's also
question.
That she's spending all of her time IMing Frank on Facebook.
We do have a question, though.
We do?
I have a question.
Oh, we do.
We do have his question.
Oh, what's his question?
Do you have a soundbite?
I'm preparing it right now.
Okay.
Na, 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 na,
I'm bored.
Okay. We need that soundbite. Jeopardy.
Hi, I'm Nathan. My question is...
something political and not political at the same time.
How much would I cost?
$2.
I'm sorry, what?
Okay, his question is, how much wood would a woodchuck fuck if a woodchuck would fuck wood? There you go. So,
how much wood would a woodchuck fuck if a woodchuck could fuck wood?
Yes.
Is that really?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
That's a lot of splinters
but
going
I can't,
on.
I can't sound like Nathan.
Neither can I.
Well, that's a good thing that I have a soundbite right here.
Here we go. Nathan, actually, I know you're online, so you're probably listening. Hi.
Hi, Nathan.
Hey, Nathan.
What you doing?
Hi
you
there.
Doing, girl?
Shorty,
what your name is.
So Nathan's question...
Is any moment.
Very good question.
It was a good question.
Any
right?
moment now. Here's the question.
The question is.
Okay, guys. My question is this: how much wood would a woodchuck fuck?
Oh my God!
A
it really
woodchuck
is.
Would fuck wood.
He sounds like the guy, like the soundbite of Oz.
we weren't fucking around.
We weren't fucking around.
No. So. How much wood would a woodchuck fuck if a woodchuck could fuck wood?
An entire forest. I don't know.
That's
wow,
an excellent
what a
slutty answer.
Player.
What an excellent answer.
Excellent.
But I'm sorry, but Stacey's going to have to take the tweezers to undo the splinters.
I mean, that's
I
just a lot of splinters going
that,
on.
You're
going
to de-splinter her vagina, is what she said.
I'm going to try to find a
gives
tree.
New term to, gives new meaning to morning wood.
I know, it does. So we're supposed to all answer this question as per usual formatting of first of the month questions. So how much wood would a woodchuck fuck if a woodchuck could fuck wood?
Yes.
I would say only once. One.
One.
Just one.
One woodchuck would fuck yeah. one wood.
Yeah.
I like that answer. Less splinters to deal with.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Dendrophilia.
I mean... A
new
lot?
Video game, Splinter Cell.
A lot. A lot. I'm just going to say a lot.
A lot, a lot.
A lot.
Okay.
Should we play the other game we play?
Okay, yeah. Let's play Marry, Fuck, Kill, Nathan Fillion theme. Boom, 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 boom. All these parts should have a Nathan Fillion character in them, so I hope somebody chose.
I hope I have a Nathan Fillion character.
Okay.
I do.
So let's start with our guest.
She already hates me for it, so it's all good.
What did you choose them?
Okay, so I got Ashley Walker from I Don't Know.
Two Guys, a Girl, and Pizza Place.
Okay. And then I got
You're
Lady.
Too young to remember that show.
Parrish. I'm not that young. Thank you.
She's very old.
Thank you. Well, I mean, not. as old as some of us.
I can see your crow's feet from here.
Stacey, what?
I'm not even the oldest one in here. So don't
know. I know, seriously, whatever.
And then I got...
Who would that be?
Malcolm Reynolds.
Malcolm Reynolds.
I got Malcolm Reynolds.
So. I hate you. I hate you so much. I hate you so hard.
You can't really take this guy from me. You really want her to hate you more? Kill him.
You can't take this guy away from me.
No, I'm going... Well, okay, so the person I'm going to marry is Lainey Parrish, because if I marry her, I'll have...
It's her choice. Let her do what she want to do.
I will have access to the 12th precinct and Kate Beckett, so that kind of, and her bestie is Kate Beckett, so that works. I love Sonic Haddock, so it all works. I'm going to let Malcolm Reynolds fuck the hell out of me because he's just yummy. And Ashley Walker,
never.
I'm going to kill because unfortunately I don't know who that is.
That's so, okay. That's my policy too.
She dies. I think.
Stacey.
Yeah.
Who'd you get, you lovely bitch?
I got Peter Denville, who I forgot. Who
he's yeah, the other. Know, he's not. Know, he's I, not Ryan Reynolds from Two Guys and a Girl.
He's the other one that nobody can ever remember.
He's the other one.
Yeah. I got Rupert Giles. And Giles. I got Johnny Donnelly.
That's Nathan Fillion's character.
How'd you crawl my ass and die?
Johnny Donnelly is Nathan.
You would
Fillion's.
Have to make room up there.
Was that?
I don't like when people tell me I said something wrong. I don't like it.
This is a friendly environment. We don't correct each other, which is so not true because I get corrected all the time.
okay. So, I'm going to kill Pete Dunville. Bye-bye. You're super cute.
Bye, bye-bye. Fireman.
Bye.
Bye, Fireman.
I'm going to fuck Rupert because I like the British thing and I'll lock it.
Interesting. I thought you would have fucked the Nathan Fillion character.
And I'm going to marry the Nathan Fillion character.
Frankie, who'd you choose?
I got Spike, Roy Montgomery, and wait, Stacey, you're not done hating me yet. I also got Captain Hammer.
Okay, I think Frank so wins.
This is the easiest thing that I could ever choose. I'm going to kill Roy Montgomery.
Because he's already dead.
Because fuck him.
And he's already dead, so.
I'm going to marry Spike because he's... I think Spike. He's married.
I hate sure. you.
Oh, my God.
Romantic. I'm going to fuck the shit out of Captain Hammer.
Because? Yeah, because the hammer?
Because the hammer... Oh, wait. Wow. Because...
The hammer is my
penis. Oh, yeah.
All right, Jeff, who'd you choose?
Okay. I don't like this game.
I don't think you're going to like mine either.
I am going to kill... River Tam.
No.
Yes.
Why?
Because she has a vagina?
Yes.
Oh.
And because she's insane. Batshit insane.
But she's super cool fucking insane. Awesome insane.
I am going to marry Martha Rogers.
Yay!
You guys are have a fabulous life together. I
yes,
love it.
Yes, and she can, you know, she can give me all the motherly Ooh. Advice on all the men in my life.
Love
which
it.
Brings me to fucking Michael Berg. Bergen.
Oh, yeah.
Because
you'd
it's
be sleeping
Ryan
with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. What? Hell yeah.
What? Okay. So my three are Hayley Fry, Jane Cobb, and Zoe Washburn. So here's the thing. This is a tough one, people. I am totally going to marry Zoe Washburn because she's one badass motherfucker. I'm going to sleep with Kaylee because it's Kaylee. She's
racist.
Racist? How is that racist?
I don't know any of these characters.
I'm marrying the half Hispanic,
really?
Half black woman.
Did you never watch Firefly?
You never saw Firefly?
Nope.
Get the fuck out.
Frank,
get the fuck out.
You lost
you
your
never played
cred.
Video games.
Well,
so fuck
whatever.
You.
I've never seen Firefly.
I played plenty of games.
Oh, hello, Malcolm. I'm playing a game
hello,
right now.
Hello, Malcolm Reynolds.
I played video games this morning.
Staring at us, ladies.
See, there you go. We've got a gamer on board.
And I am going...
What did you play?
Some Super Mario RPG for
of course
Super
you did.
Nintendo.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I love RPGs.
And I am going to kill Jane Cobb. I don't like this decision. I'm not happy with this decision. But I'm going to kill him because I simply just want to marry and sleep with the two badass chicks.
Lesbian.
Fuck yeah.
Muff diver.
If it meant I got to sleep with Kaylee, who's super awesome and married to Zoe.
She came out yet again, you guys.
Yep.
Carpet muncher.
Oh, I get it.
Butt pirate.
I don't get it. What does that mean?
Oh boy. It's okay. My dad already thinks I'm a lesbian, so just confirm it.
Your dad's not alone.
Do you like the Persian rugs?
Okay. Well, since do we have anything we want to also discuss about Castle before time runs out?
Hundredth episode more nudity. They're filming. Sorry,
what?
They're filming the 100th episode this week.
100th episode. What?
Can he be naked more on the show?
Can he be shirtless?
He has been shirtless on the show.
I know, but he hasn't been shirtless enough lately. And you know who also? Nice. You know who also is seriously not shirtless
kind of
unexpected.
Enough?
Seamus. Kevin Ryan has been shirtless before, but he needs to be shirtless more often.
Oh, he has.
I don't remember, Castle writers, so maybe you should just remind us.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to ask, have you ever read the Castle books?
Yes.
No, I haven't read the comics nor the books.
I have.
Are they good?
They're the seasons of Castle revamped.
Just in book form?
Yeah, and revamped and made for...
Well, that makes me super kind of sad.
Fiction.
Okay.
I mean, like, the aspects of it, like, Nikki Heat's, her character has... Her mom died and...
Oh.
I mean, it's the general stuff and...
So, like, if you watch the show, you've basically been reading the books.
Kind of, sort of.
Awesome sauce.
You should still read them.
Okay. Before we go, I want to get a couple plugs out there, people.
Plug it in.
Uh-huh. Super sexy, groovy
butt plugs.
So, March 30th, please come wherever you are, join us in International Tabletop Jamboree. We will be in Fullerton at Comic Book Hideout.
15 minutes from WonderCon.
Yeah, 15 minutes from WonderCon. You know, if you're at the WonderCon, you're like, hey, you know what? I'm tired of this convention. I feel like playing some tabletop games. Come on down. Join us. We'll be there. It's going to be super awesome fun times. We will be podcasting from there.
Yes.
You know, we'll be doing all the good stuff that we do every week. I would also like to say, Stacey and I were on a very wonderful, lovely podcast called What Were We Talking About? Where we talk about, not really, but we kind of try to talk about Saved by the Bell. So find our episode on iTunes. Find us and like us on Facebook. We all have separate pages. So go to our pages, you know, like Bad Touch Bad Boy, like Psycho Fembot, aka Darth Boobs, like Phantom Kitten, like Me Sassy Pants. Go on Tumblr, read our shit. We're super funny people. Follow us on Twitter.
We are.
We're also, again, awesomely funny.
I think I'm on the wrong show.
Find us on Pinterest because that's what we like to do. We like to pin inspiration boards because we like to inspire our fans. I'd like to thank Rabble Rouser Industries for being our lovely and wonderful sponsor. I'd also like to thank the Discovery Science Center, where they have until April 14th, I believe, the Indiana Jones exhibit is still going on. Guys, check it out. It's super cool. Watch Castle Monday nights because we'll plug their show.
It's
only the show we're talking about. You know, just like us, find us, love us. We're super awesome. We're super fun people. You should know us. We should know you.
Most of us are.
It's pretty great, guys. Thank you again, Allie, for being our guest.
Yay, Allie!
Yeah, not a problem. Well, what? Can people follow you, Allie, if they just want to, like, you know, find your funniness?
Find my funniness? I'm not very funny, but sure.
I think you're hilarious.
I'm on Facebook. I've been posting all day on
Awkward. Oh, yeah, guys. She's super
on
great.
A Twitter.
I am on Twitter. I don't know what my Twitter is. I should find it.
I tweeted my
on the Twitter. I'm slightly distracted. There's like semi cute boys outside. So, with that being said, leaving on that awkward moment, guys, have an awkward, awkward
especially
weekend.
Especially since they can't hear us out there.
I know. Listen to our show. It's going to be super great. Find us on iTunes. Subscribe. Like us. I said all that.
Yep.
And thank you guys. Have an awkward weekend, and we'll catch you guys on the flip side. Bye.
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 Bad touch, bad boy. Psycho fanboy. Saucy pants. Get ready. Initiating board. No conversation in 3, 2, 1.